locomotive. You can't polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. A rusty old American dream. Still running, rusty old American dream.
And a good Saturday morning to you. We'll help you keep it running thanks to the help we get, you get, from Dan Burns, ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Mr. Burns.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you today? You have a good week?
I'm good. Yeah, we had a great week. It was, it's a changing season, which is a good thing. And, people start thinking about other things and we start doing different types of things. But it's always a great week, Denny Long. You know that.
I do know that. And I just like our business, your business, every day is a different challenge, but in a good way, right?
Well, that is what I like about my business and what I do is that every day is different. And, you never fall into a rut doing the same thing or, having any sort of boredom set in because even after all these years, Denny Long, as long as I've been doing this, I still learn something every day or at least every couple of days. There's like something I've never seen before and that's always exciting.
I guess. That's pretty neat. And that's the way it should be, I guess, for all of us as we head through this journey. If you have any kind of an issue with your car, truck, or van, you need to bring it in to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop for service. But you want to know, what am I facing here? What could be the issue? Dan will give you some idea as he analyzes it on the radio, which is kind of difficult to do sometimes. But if you want to call in or text in, it's the same number. And keep in mind, Dan will be taking his leave about 7:45 this morning, so don't wait if you have a car care question. Call it in, text it in. Again, same number, 651-989-9226. There was a text that came in earlier today, and we've got a bunch of others, Dan, that says about fuel filters is the question. Where are they located on newer cars, and how often should they be changed is the question.
Well, quite honestly, Denny, most often now a fuel filter is inside the fuel tank as part of the pickup and fuel pump assembly, and rarely do they recommend servicing a fuel filter anymore. It just doesn't make sense to take it out of the vehicle or take the fuel tank out of the vehicle to get at it. Certainly when we replace a fuel pump or something like that, the fuel filter gets changed with it. But most cars nowadays do not have a fuel filter that is serviceable.
Interesting. Not like the old days, for sure.
Like the old days. And, maybe the fuels are better and cleaner and just aren't a problem like they perhaps used to be. Things have changed. But we don't see blockages in the fuel system very often anymore along with that. So I guess, whatever the fuel filter is doing in there, it's doing a fine job of it.
It works. Let's grab a phone call, Dan. I think Gary's calling in from St. Louis Park this morning. Gary, good morning. You're on with Dan Burns.
Hi, good morning, Dan and Denny. Dan, I've got a question. I have a 2010 Chevy Cobalt with a 2.1 liter engine. Is it safe or okay for me to burn that new UN88 gas in there?
I'm not sure if you can use the new products or not. The place to find that would be in your owner's manual, or perhaps one of the online sites that you could find that would talk about your vehicle and the type of fuel that you can use. But I might be surprised if you can use that, but I would do some more research. That I'm sorry, I don't know enough about it to comment on that.
It's amazing, and we talk about this from time to time, as you know, Dan, about the owner's manual. It's an amazing source of information. A lot of people just throw it in a drawer, throw it in their glove box, and don't even look at it. But there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Even on the fuel caps, we all put fuel in our vehicles every day or every week, And oftentimes, right on the cap, it tells you what fuels you can use and can't use, and we just don't look at it. And so I think sometimes if we just look around a little bit, we would get the answers of that we're looking for.
Absolutely. Text says this, Dan. It doesn't say what kind of a vehicle it is, but it says my rear brakes were replaced 40,000 miles ago. And both calipers were replaced because one had frozen. Now another one has frozen, and I was told a pin also was stuck. Am I wrong to conclude the last brake job was not done carefully? And then they were able to free it, so I'm driving it, but we'll get it fixed soon. I don't know what you can make of that question, but what's it, again, it doesn't say what kind of a vehicle it is. What about brakes, frozen brakes? What's the deal with that?
Well, yeah, you know, without looking at it, I can't give much of an answer, although generally I can say the difference between a, you know, poor quality brake job and a top quality brake job has to do with lubrication. And lubricating all the pins and slides and cleaning all the rust off of all of the brake components is what makes a brake job work correctly and makes it work long term. And oftentimes that's the difference in price that you're paying for the brake job, because, you know, certainly to do it right takes a lot more time. And so I would, just like everything in life, there's good, better, and best. And I think when it comes to brakes, because they're expensive anyway, I would want to do the best job possible on the brake job that I can.
For sure. All right. We need to take a break, but I'm going to urge our listeners, don't hesitate calling in or texting. And again, Dan will be with us till just a little bit before 7:45. So call in your car care question or send a text. Same number, 651-989-9226. 39 degrees now in the Twin Cities, heading for 49, and it looks like kind of a rainy day for most of the day. Stay with us here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. If you have any kind of a vehicle question, call it in or text it in for Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, 651-989-9226, for either your phone call or your text messages. By the way, Dan will be taking his leave about 7:45 this morning, so don't wait. Dan, we have callers. We have texters. Let's put you back to work here. Ralph, first up here, calling from Osceola, Wisconsin, I believe. Ralph, thank you. What's your question?
Yes, good morning. I hope you've ran into this problem before. I've got a 2011 Taurus with a rear upper control arm, and the bushings wore out on it, and I want to take it out. There's two bolts that hold it through the frame, and it slides into a little pocket in the frame. Well, one bolt came out, the other bolt, the nut, broke loose from the frame where it must have been welded on, and it's spinning in there, and I can't get it out. Do you know if I'm going to have to cut into the frame to get at that sucker? Have you ever seen anything like this?
We probably have seen that. I can't speak to it specifically on that particular car, but that could be what we would end up doing, would be to cut into the frame, able to get at that nut on the inside. Usually in a case like that, what we would do is cut into the frame, bend it out of the way enough to be able to get in there and do what we need to do. Then we would bend it back into shape and re-weld the hole that we've created to get at it. So that type of procedure is common. Whether it's necessary on that car, I can't say specifically, but we do that type of thing from time to time.
Okay. Dan, for those that maybe want to get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's, where are you located? How do we get in touch?
Well, you can give us a call, Denny. We're at 651-228-1316. We'll be there as early as this morning. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or best of all, come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue, and we'd love to see you.
Outstanding. Great location. We must be, our signal must be booming into Osceola, Wisconsin, because George is on the line from Osceola. George, what is your question for Dan?
Good morning, gentlemen. It's actually Osceola, Minnesota, in the northwest suburbs.
Oh, you're kidding.
There is two Osceolas.
I did not know that.
Yep. I have a 99 Chevy Tahoe and did replace the fuel pump. Same problem as evident. That is, you have it sitting in your neutral position, and you can rev it up 3,000 RPMs or higher, no stumble or fade. As soon as you put it into gear, it stumbles and dies, and it's a constant. It's not like it comes and goes, and I'm thinking, could perhaps I have gotten a bad fuel pump from the parts store, or do you have other ideas?
Well, I think that could be, but it's an easy test, and you might need a little help because you probably don't have the equipment. But if you put a fuel pressure gauge on the vehicle and see that the fuel supply is indeed dropping down, and that's what's causing the trouble, then it's, you know, it's either got to be the fuel pump or the installation, perhaps, or I don't want to pick on you, the installation, perhaps, or a restriction in the line somewhere along the way. But I think before I started taking that fuel tank back out, I'd have somebody check the pressure and make sure that the fuel pressure is indeed dropping off. But if it is, you probably will end up taking the tank back out and seeing what's going on there.
Dan, did you know there was an Osceola, Minnesota?
Is it Osceola or Osseo? I guess I did not know.
Osceola. Well, if you were in Iowa, when my first radio gig in Iowa, and I said Osceola, they pronounced it Osceola. I remember being criticized for that, but I did not know. And I looked it up. There's an Osceola Township in Renville County. As of the 2000 census, population was 219. It was named after Osceola, Wisconsin. So there's a little bit of, I know it's not a car issue, but I found it interesting. I did not know there was an Osceola Township. I tell you what, I know we're going to grab a call in a moment, right after the break, from Bruce in Buffalo. So don't go away, Bruce. And keep in mind, Dan will be here for about another 15 minutes or so, and we'll grab some text messages as well. We've got a bunch of those. So hang on. Let's have a look at that forecast. It's going to be a rainy day here in the Twin Cities. Stay with us. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with ASE certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul and Grand Avenue, to be exact. Dan, we have callers, we have texters, and before we run out of time, let's get back to business. I think Bruce is on the horn here calling in from Buffalo. Bruce, thanks for waiting. What is your question for Dan?
You bet. Good morning, Denny and Dan. I have a 2012 Ford F-150, and this problem doesn't occur all the time. It did the other day. I'll start up the pickup and back up, and then even when I put it in reverse and then drive, it seems to miss, and like I'm not getting any gas flow or anything, and I'll have to pull over and put it in park and then turn it off. Let it sit for about 3 to 5 seconds, start up, and it feels like it's going to flood out, and then all of a sudden it kicks in, and then I'm off and running, and it doesn't, sometimes it won't happen for about a month, 2 months, or whatever, and then all of a sudden it happens. And I brought it in, and it's one of those problems that you know, they put the computer on and they can't kind of figure it out. I'm about ready to put it back into the shop, but I'm not sure what the problem, and I thought I'd give you a call, Dan, and see what you think.
Well, those are what you're describing is the most frustrating of our work because, you know, if it doesn't act up, it's pretty difficult to zero in on. If it would start acting up more frequently, or if you could figure out some sort of pattern to where we could get it to act up, what we would do is put a whole bunch of diagnostic equipment on the vehicle, an an indicator for the spark, an indicator for the fuel injection. We'd put a fuel pressure gauge on it. Of course, we'd log into the computer and look at all that data. And we actually would, when we're driving the vehicle with our scan tools, we can actually freeze that information so that we can look at the information. But all this is pivotal on whether or not it's going to choose to act up. And when it's running fine, everything that we check is probably going to check fine. And so that's really frustrating. And especially if it only acts up every couple of months, you know, to bring it in. I know you can't live with it this way, but I'm not sure the shop is going to have much success. And I don't have the information in front of me, but you know, there are some chat lines and things that we can log on to and find common problems and see if this is a common problem that somebody else has experienced and found the solution to. But I don't have any of that in front of me, and it doesn't sound familiar to me, like something I've seen before. But that's what the process would be. But that's really frustrating when it won't act up. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that is frustrating. Say, to clear up an issue, our apologies to George. We were talking about Osceola, and we all misheard George's town. It's Osseo. Big difference.
That's right. Yeah, that's
big
what
difference.
I was wondering.
So thanks for clarifying that. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry is calling in from Shoreview this morning. Thank you, Jerry. What's your question?
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
We're looking at a couple of used cars. One's a 2005 Honda four-cylinder with 222,000. The other is a Toyota Highlander with 200 and, well, the big question is about 260. The Toyota Highlander is a six-cylinder, and I understand they have a timing belt. So that one has about 40,000 miles left before it will be changed, judged on their records. The four-cylinder, I understand, has a chain, and I had read that they will last up to 250,000 miles, which, you know, I think, and they're probably more expensive to change. What's your opinion on, you know, chain versus belt?
Yeah. First of all, I find it remarkable that in this day and age that vehicles are 200,000 miles and we're still talking about maintaining them and caring for them and all of that. That's awesome that's true. And with regards to the either one, you know, the chain, while you say it can last up to you've seen it can last up to 250,000 miles, that is not something that we would change on a maintenance schedule. So it may last 250,000, but it may last way longer than that too. You know, it just depends on the care that the vehicle's had, how worn the chain is and all of that. And there are ways to check and see about the length of the chain, if the chain has stretched and, you know, is going to affect the vehicle anytime soon. So you might want to, when you bring it in for a vehicle inspection, have that done and see if the timing chain is getting loose. If it is, then you'll just have to figure that into your budget that, you know, the chain will need to be replaced and make your decision based on price. The timing belt, you're very familiar with. We're all very familiar with that. That is a maintenance item and needs to be changed on a schedule. And so you know where you're at with that.
Okay. I think we have time, Dan, for one more text. And I'm going to save those that we didn't get to and open up the show next week with them. This texter says, looking to buy a newer vehicle, not knowing previous gas used, i.e. E85, would it hurt going back to anything but the E85?
No, absolutely not. The vehicles are made for both. They measure, they know actually what's in the vehicle. And so it would not hurt at all. It's just fine to switch back and forth and mix them and all that. It's just fine.
Yeah. You can also read the manual again, too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Dan, we have to take our leave here. Would you come back next week and do it again?
You bet. We sure will.
All right. How do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's before you leave?
Well, We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can stop over and see us. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. And if you're, are you still looking for a good mechanic? Because that's all you have there.
You know, we are still looking for a good mechanic. We have been looking for a good mechanic all along. We paused a little bit with the COVID shortage. But, yes, we are looking for a good mechanic, and thank you for bringing that up. Lots of people know people that might be interested in working at a top-notch shop, and we certainly are that. And we would love to hear from anybody that that knows somebody that might be interested in working at Lloyd's Automotive.
Yeah, you got a class act there for sure. All right, Dan, thank you. Have a good week. We'll talk next Saturday.
Thanks, Danny.
You betcha. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell is next up here from Haskell's here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.